This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, we're back. Episode 42. Kind of a sad day in LA. I know we just talked about it last pod. We said if we lose Seager, it's going to suck, but we also didn't want to sign him 10 years. He gets 10 years. What's the deal?
It was 10 years, 325.
Going to the Rangers, huh?
10 years, 325. I mean, here's the thing. Here's my take on it. And we've been talking about this in the group chat. It's a sad day. And I've said this to everybody I've talked to about it so far today. Love Seager. Nothing against him. Thank you so much for your time here. I wish him all the best of luck. I think this was the smart financial move for the Dodgers to not jump in on this. Let him go to Texas. I'm happy he got paid. Congratulations. Yeah. I think he got paid. He's set. I do think that it was smart for him because I think he's getting overvalued personally. Yeah. But let that be the Rangers' problem now at this point.
Yeah, we said it. We didn't want the 10-year deal because he is injury prone. Obviously, he's been amazing for us. And that 2019 – or no, last year's playoff run was unbelievable. Wins the World Series MVP. And it's going to – I mean, it's going to be weird not to see
– That's what helped him get paid. Yeah. That's what helped him get paid, you know?
We've seen players leave, though. This is nothing new to us. But how we've seen someone leave where, like, obviously he won the ring, it's weird to see. But we've seen Kike gone, Jock gone. You got to move on, right?
Here's my thing. My whole entire thing on this is that, okay, he's gone now. We need to go all in on Turner, and I'm fine with that because I've been saying it a lot this season that I think Turner is probably there's more value in Turner, in my opinion. I think there's much more value in Turner. I think he is not as injury prone. Mm-hmm. I think he's better defensively, which I think a lot of people want to argue, but I definitely think Turner is better defensively. I think he's a better shortstop.
I think
he's more agile, more versatile at shortstop. Seager's a 6'4 shortstop. Don't forget that. He's on the taller end of shortstops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Turner's the way to go. He's got more speed. I think the only thing that we are giving up with Turner is a little bit of power, obviously, that Seager has the power. Mm-hmm. But still, I think we're going to be fine. I'm glad we didn't get locked into a big contract like that with Seager. Yeah. I don't think it would have been worth our money. So I'm fine with it.
No. I'm fine with it. Sucks to see him go. Let's extend Turner. Right?
I agree.
And
we have to sign Turner now. But I think what's funny is I think Turner's gonna say, "Oh, you know what? My price just went up."
I know.
Dude. How much you willing
just
to give
like Correa,
me? How bad do you want me?
Yeah, I know. I hope we get Turner now. I don't think there's no room to panic. Right, Dodgers are gonna make the moves. We'll be all right. Hey, we signed Daniel Hudson.
We need some more pitching though.
We could always use relief pitchers.
We gotta get Turner now. We have to lock in Turner, and I think now and that Taylor. Seager's off the books, I think we go get Taylor. I think we re-sign Taylor.
We have to.
Kershaw's those two still guys the big question mark.
Yeah, does he? We brought up a good point. Is he gonna go to Rangers now? Because you know Rangers still need pitching. They still have money left to spend.
Where would the Rangers get this money? They just spent $500 million on a middle infield.
I guess they have.
And I was saying, they just spent $500 million on middle infield. Who's going to pitch?
I guess they want Kershaw or Stroman or I don't know.
I think Kershaw is probably more enticed to go there now that Seager's there.
And he's because he's from there too. And Seager's.
Yeah. You know, Seager's are moving right down the street from him in University Park.
Yep. Then another. I would stay on these Dodgers topics. Scherzer's gone. Was the trade worth it? I know we didn't win the ring. Was the trade worth it? We did beat the Giants. That was good. With getting rid of Ruiz and who's the other guy we got rid of?
I think the trade was worth it.
You think it's the prospects that we got rid of, right?
I think the trade was worth it only because he did get us farther than we probably would have gotten without him, because especially with Kershaw being hurt for a while and without Bauer the whole season and without May, we needed that extra pitcher, and Scherzer was that guy. And I think it did help us because we stopped the Padres from getting him.
That's true.
So, I think it was all a win. I just can't get over the Mets, dude.
That money's insane, bro.
When has this ever worked out in your favor, Mets?
Would I have done that deal? No, I think Dodgers are being smart in all these, bro. Like 10 years of Seager's, that's crazy to me. 3 years to a 37-year-old.
I would have done that deal after bottomless mimosa and just here's my credit card. And the next morning I wake up and say, what the hell did I just buy? That's how I would have done that deal.
The guy who had a dead arm. Yeah, like you said, dead arm. He couldn't even pitch that last game for us. And then he's 37 years old. Yeah, maybe next year, him and DeGrom, that's scary. I'll give you that.
That is a scary lineup. That's a scary one, too. I still think they need a third.
Yeah.
Because we just saw Syndergaard and DeGrom left, together, couldn't get it done.
Oh, yeah.
So Scherzer's 37 years old. He just came – the end of this season, this past season, the ending was the worst ending he's had in his entire career to a season. It's a lot of money to be paying a 37-year-old, man. It's a lot of money.
It is, man.
I mean – he's not Randy Johnson, you know. No. He's not.
Clemens. Next year, those two will be fire. I'll give you that. But, dude, 2 years from now, you're like, Scherzer's gonna be like, dude,
I can't throw anymore. It's too cold here.
It's gonna be like Chet
Stedman. The weather's too cold in New York.
He's gonna be a coach.
Heat up the ice. Hot ice. But that's another thing. I mean, he's in New York. I don't see it working for New York, dude. How many times has New York done these horrible deals? The Mets have done historically terrible financial deals, and I think this is one of them. Way too much money for Scherzer, but hey, if you got the money, who cares?
I guess. Then
write a check.
Okay, and then the third thing. So Muncy does have he's a torn UCL. UCL. That's not
good. Okay, so that's what I was texting. I was like, what's the timetable on this? Is there a timetable? Do we know he's going to be ready for opening day?
I'm no Fauci, dude. I don't know the timetable. What is the timetable on? I'm not sure, but
no Fauci. Wear a mask.
I know. It just doesn't I don't
It's gone from the big D to the big O now. The big O.
Oh, man. Don't even get me started with the big O. But
if I catch the variant, do I have to show my O face?
Muncy, so he's gonna be out.
It was worse than what we thought.
I guess what were they trying to do? Give us hope that he might come back if we made the World Series. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he couldn't have.
That's what they kept on saying.
They just wanted to give us hope. That's fair. That's not fair. But so I don't know how long. It doesn't sound good, right?
Doesn't sound good because I think they're saying that combined with the dislocation of it, I think made it a lot more complicated than what they initially thought. But I'm just trying to figure out, like, how did it take? Because when did that injury take place? The injury took place almost 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Right?
It's such a brutal
probably just over too. 2 months. It's like, how are we just finding this out now that is a torn UCL? Like,
well, I guess, is that the first time he's talked about? I mean, he was talking to Alana Rizzo, right? But I mean, is that the first time he, I don't know. How are you finding out about this now? I agree.
Seems weird. Like, we should have found out about this at least a month ago when the season came to an end after the World Series or after they finished, after they got knocked out. We should have found about this, but.
Yeah. So, yeah, a little, it's like bittersweet. Seager, we didn't want him for 10 years. It's going to suck to see him in a different jersey. But we'll see. Dodgers still have a lot of – they're going to be signing players, you know. As long as we get Turner, Taylor, and then some pitcher, I think we'll be
all right. We've got a lot of cash still. We'll be all right.
We'll be all right. Thank you. Hey, let's give a shout-out to Seager, bro.
Thanks, Seager.
We love you. Thanks for that
ring. Brought us a ring.
What's your favorite – do we have a favorite Seager moment? I guess when he came through for us in the World Series, right?
Yeah.
I think for me,
I feel like he came through bigger in the NLCS against the Braves that year.
Yeah, that too.
I always said I thought he was hands down the MVP of the NLCS.
He was.
Yeah. MVP of the World Series, I think, could have been debatable. We've had this Urias conversation. We loved Urias in that World Series. He could have been the MVP. But still, whatever. He's the MVP, and he deserved it clearly for me. So.
I'm glad he got paid. Good for him. Scherzer, I'm glad you got paid. Thanks for – I mean, Scherzer did have a hell of a second half for us. And we beat the Giants because of him, right? Pretty much.
Yep.
So thank you, Scherzer. Muncy, get well soon.
It makes me nervous how much these players are going for right now. I feel like they're – right now, they're paying – I think some of these teams are overpaying for some of these players, but I guess that's just –
It's the insane, trend we're going, man. Like my brother said, I don't get these contracts either. There's so much money just being – But
all right, that's enough.
All right, that's enough Dodgers because it's a long season's long. I'm sure we'll have some signings this week or in a month or so. Yeah. But you want to talk to quick Lakers?
Hit the other LA team real quick. Lakers,
yeah, just real quick.
I mean,
lose to the Queens at home in three overtimes. I mean,
and then I mean, I'm not counting it as a moral victory whatsoever. Then we beat Detroit by 4.
We almost blew it. That would have been horrible if you lose both games at home against Kings and Pistons. And then we play them.
I don't like it.
We play the Kings again tomorrow night. Though I guess the positive news is that Ariza's cleared for contact, but it's a good thing he's young. He's a young player, right? He hasn't been around that long.
Well, we thought the same thing about AD. AD was a young player, and he was just injury prone too right now. So
Ariza, I don't know. It's crazy that we're relying on Trevor Ariza, who played with Kobe.
Wow.
I don't know.
It's kind of hard to imagine, but I don't know. I don't like what I'm seeing right now. I'm kind of nervous. I don't like it. I mean,
offense is the guys are the big threes. They're playing well, but we're not stopping anyone, so it doesn't matter.
No, that's the thing. They're not going to carry us.
And look at the Suns and Warriors. Season. Dude, Suns have won 17 in a row. Warriors are 18-2. Dude, how do we expect to beat those teams? There's no way. They mopped the floor with us, bro. Both those teams, right?
Suns and four, bro.
Suns and four, Warriors and four. Dude, we're getting by. We can't even get by the Kings, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever. We'll keep touching base on them. There's not much else to say about the Lakers. It's it's frustrating season so far, but the good thing it's early.
Timeout, though. Can I just say something? Can we do a quick, brief, sorry to interrupt this podcast right here. I don't know if you've checked your messages or not, but we just got a text. This is on the hotline right now. We just got a text from the one and only legend of Yard House. Literally just came through right
okay,
now.
Okay.
You reading this? Gerald. Yes. Dude.
What team or teams are you favoring to me? I have 9 teams. SMFH. That's one of the teams?
I think we gotta talk about this topic right now. If Gerald is giving us talking points right now on the pod, we gotta hit this topic right now.
Okay, oh yeah, that's true. If he's bringing it up, okay, let's see.
You know,
but he wants to give our thoughts on it. He wants to know
what team in the NFL. We're answering questions now. We're taking Q and A live on this podcast.
First time ever
from our boy Gerald. What team halfway point in the NFL? What team is your favorite to meet? He's got 9 teams. He's going Tampa. I'm not sold on Tampa. I'm out on Tampa.
Hey, bro.
He's got Green Bay, Arizona, Dallas, and the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got Buffalo, Baltimore, KC. He's got some reservations. He's got reservations on Cincy. I think.
What about? Is he not talking about the Pats?
He's missing the Pats. No Pats. He's missing the Pats.
This is a wide open field. A damn shame I can't trim it down. But everyone in this group gets hot. Look out. What say? And you just picked up a boatload of talent and fucking another. Okay. All right. So this first question, you're forgetting the Patriots, Gerald. You're forgetting the Pats.
Forgetting the Patriots.
They're hottest team in the league right now.
And honestly, I know they just lost, but I still think you got to put Tennessee in. I still think you got to keep Tennessee in there for the time being.
Players get back. I know you haven't not sold on the Ravens, but they're still the number one seed in the league right now, and they got Harbaugh and Lamar.
They are.
I'm throwing out. To me, I can never throw out. I think it's between Tampa and Green Bay on the NFC, dude. I don't see – you still like Dallas?
I don't see Tampa, dude. I don't see Tampa. No. I don't see Tampa right now. I hate to say it. I think maybe we were counting out Arizona too early because we just can't believe Arizona.
Looks like Murray's coming back next week. So, yeah.
But, I mean, dude, I look at all these teams that he listed, these 9 teams, and I can make a case to throw out any one of them, to be honest.
That's what he said. It's wide open. Buffalo, it's crazy, right now. Dude. Anyone,
I can make a case that they're all Dallas.
There's no great team this year, right? There's no team that's separating themselves. Maybe Green Bay, but
maybe Arizona. We just want to give.
Oh yeah, maybe credit. Arizona.
We just don't want to give Arizona enough credit.
That's a good question. It's still too. I mean, if you want me to pick who's gonna meet right now, dude, give me a Tommy against the Pats, dude.
Bucks, if the regular Pats, season bro, were Bucks, to end right now, I would not be able to make a prediction, even if the regular season were to end right now.
Yeah, it's too early to tell, but I love that I give up. He missed the Pats and he missed the Ravens. And then who else is the NFC team that has a chance besides? I guess he named all the good.
He's got the NFC ones in there, I think.
Yeah.
The NFC ones in there. I mean, I told you I'm done with the Chargers too. I think the Chargers are probably the most inconsistent team right now in the NFL.
That team is just either
very inconsistent.
Oh my god, I know, dude. And then what else does he say? Okay, speaking of that, because we're going to talk about that because we did quick Lakers. Let's talk about it. USC
quick,
coach,
college football.
Lincoln, we're not Fox. USC guys, but this is LA, so we got to bring it up. Lincoln Riley, he avoids going to the SEC, right? Because I thought they said he was going to take the LSU job, which we'll talk about that. But if I'm him, do you want to see the check out this contract,
bro. Dude,
you just saw that. You just read it.
Are you talking about the? He's selling two of his homes for $1 million. They're buying him a $6 million. Was it $6 million?
Which that will get you two rooms out here.
Yeah, seriously.
and then a private jet.
A good 1,300 square feet. That's a good 1,300 square feet.
And then private jet 24/7. Say that's key. If they just give me private jet 24/7, I'll be
dude. Reggie Bush is like, what the fuck do I gotta do? Do I gotta be the coach, I guess, to be able to get on this shit? You know, Reggie Bush is like, dude, I'm buying, dude. Sign me up.
All he has to do is snap the finger, private jet. I want to go to fucking.
I gotta go recruit a kid. Here's the thing, dude. Here's the thing, though. You know what? I guarantee you, Saban probably has access to that, plus a boat in case he needs to cross the Gulf to get to Florida, and he probably has a helicopter too. So we probably just don't know about
it. Yeah, this contract looks amazing, but dude, Saban's contract is like must be insane.
Exactly, and that's the thing. I mean, if you're USC and you have been down now for the past over a decade, there's only one way to come back, and you need to go all in. You need to give that coach every access that he possibly can. I gotta meet a kid in Michigan. I gotta go sit in his house to recruit him. Yeah. Give me the jet.
Having said that, so is this a no? Obviously, I think Lincoln Riley is an amazing coach, but is this a slam dunk hire? I know a lot of some SC people are kind of like, oh, they wanted like a bigger name, but this guy's going to be good, right?
I mean, here's the thing. They're saying he's a quarterback guru, right? Yeah. Already, Rattler is leaving Oklahoma. I don't know if you saw that. Rattler's putting him through the transfer portal. They had the other five-star recruit basically back out.
Back out to now he's going to go to USC now?
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
And I'm sure he's going to keep a lot of the QB talent out here now. And so the Colin, so they have him go to,
Well, I mean, I don't think we're going to be getting a quarterback from modern day anytime soon. If you've been following that whole story,
what's going on with
that? Oh, the modern day bodies for hire thing with the kid that got brain. I won't get into it. Google modern day and they're in some deep water here. Oh, sure. Their football program is in some deep, deep, deep water. Oh, wow. But he's a quarterback guru. He's one of these young coaches that is the hot rage right now. Yeah. You see it in the NFL. You're seeing it in college football now. He's one of these young new wave coaches. So I'm actually worried that it could be a good being a UCLA guy. I'm actually worried that it could be a very good hire for USC.
But yeah, I don't blame him taking the Pac-12 because to get to the national championship, who you got to get by? Oregon every year. UCLA is still not there yet.
Maybe Utah lately. I mean,
Utah. Yeah. Okay. Whereas SEC,
Whittingham up in Utah, he's been solid, dude.
LSU, you got to get by these.
Very true. Very true.
I think it's a good hire. What's Oscar's thoughts? We should ask his thoughts.
But then again, who did he have to get through in the Big 12 also? That's the problem with Oklahoma this past handful of years. Oklahoma has always dropped a garbage game. For 2 years in a row, it was to Kansas State. If you're Oklahoma, you're the number four team in the country, number three team in the country, you can't be losing to Kansas State.
No, I know. Because
Texas has been dog shit. Oklahoma State's been solid here, been down there, solid here. Baylor doesn't play defense. They just score 60 points a game. You really didn't have it too hard in the Big 12.
Oh, I know.
He's getting it easier.
That's why I'm kind of shocked he left. The might as well just stay in the – I don't know. But then LA. SC is a good
exactly. job. The bright lights. The bright lights attracted him. And you know what? He wants to beat Arizona every single year and beat Cal every single year for two easy wins. He doesn't have to play those hard games in Manhattan against Kansas State or go down to the Raiders Texas Tech.
So he went 55-10 in those 5 years, made the playoffs three times, but he never won the big one. So
No.
Hey, he didn't win the big one.
Didn't win the big one. Talk to Harbaugh about that.
Yeah, well, finally he did.
Finally.
Watched him lose this week.
13 times.
Okay, then going, I haven't said that, so how about another
big one?
Yeah, Brian Kelly.
My team.
Your thoughts, bro? Your thoughts?
You know what? I'm going to go with what we just talked about, Seager, on this. It's very bittersweet because, you know what? I think Brian Kelly brought tradition back to the program. He brought us back to being the name that Notre Dame should be. We went to the playoffs how many times? Two or three, I think. Went to a national championship game a couple times.
I have a chance this year.
So he brought us back to where we should be consistently, but at the same time I fully understand what he's thinking. In my mind, I think he's probably thinking, you know what, there's nothing more for me to accomplish here. Yes,
that's true.
Winning a national championship should be amazing, but it's time for a new change of scenery. I respect it. I wish him so much luck at LSU. Go beat Bama.
Go beat Bama. Someone's got to do it.
Yep. He gets to play Saban now. He gets to play, Jimbo. He gets to face these guys every single week now. Lane Kitten in Ole Miss. So I respect him. I wish him nothing but the best. I'm probably going to be rooting for LSU a little bit on the inside now that he's there. But I think it's a smart decision. I think we needed some new blood. You know my take. You know who I want right now.
Do you want Kiffin?
I do not want Kitten. I want
Urban.
Co-ed Urban. Meyer. I want Urban co-eds Meyer.
Urban, bro. That or Coach O, right?
I would take Coach O. The swap, Coach O. I don't know if that's the type of place for Coach O, though. I don't know.
No, you're right. I don't think so. I think Urban would be amazing. But like you said, Father O'Malley wouldn't accept him.
Yeah, Father O'Malley might not feel that Urban has the moral standards to coach at Notre Dame. That's my big worry. You know, you got to stay away from the co-ed dormitories, bro.
That's a great job though, Notre Dame. Obviously,
Urban. Yeah. Urban's going to attract the talent. It's going to be closer to Ohio, where he already is partying on the weekends anyway. You know, it's a shorter trip from South Bend to Ohio than it is from Jacksonville to Ohio. And he gets the talent, dude. He
there's no he way knows he stays with the Jags. Look at the first year, dude. Did you know Trevor Lawrence has only thrown one TD pass the whole month? No one's talking about it.
We are on now. Twitter. You heard it here first on the urinal.
Look, I'm a Trevor Lawrence guy, but this year he's also on a shit team. But dude, one touchdown pass in the NFL, dude, everyone's throwing to. That's bad.
I think their problem is their O-line. I'm not going to get into the Jags real quick, but I think their problem is the O-line because he has some decent wide receivers out there. It didn't hurt that Etienne got hurt before the season even started. That did not help. It did not help, but.
This is not a Jags podcast. Remember, No more.
Where's what was the UCLA running back they used to have? What the hell's his name?
Oh, Mo Jones-Drew.
That yes, guy's thank you.
MJD, baby.
Yeah, there you go. He ain't coming through the locker room anytime soon.
Oh, no. Or who's the other? Mercedes Lewis. He's still playing. He's a legend too, yep. So that's those two hires. That's
college
Dodgers.
Football shakeup.
College football shakeup. Michigan up. Harbaugh gets the big win.
It's about time. But you know what, though? I don't think it's enough. I still don't think it's enough. I don't understand how he still has his job. Yes, you finally beat Ohio State, but how many times did it take you to try to win this big game?
I mean, 6 years,
it's still
right?
Not
six
enough. Years.
And this is the classic ultimate, case. This is the classic. They're going to lose Iowa next week, too. Could you imagine? Yeah,
we do like Iowa in that game. We do like the Hawkeyes.
Big maybe not money line,
boys
but dude,
down low in the trench.
This would be a Harbaugh move, dude. They're all
You know what's funny? Michigan has that pass rush defense.
Yeah.
Those defensive ends that get after the ball.
Yeah.
If there is an O-line that can stop that, it's the big freaking
dude. I know
corn-fed boys from
dude.
Iowa.
And I know. I agree, man. It's going to be closer than people think. And then so
I still
think
Harbaugh beating Ohio State, that was a broken clock is right two times a day. That's what I think that was.
Yeah. So it's going to be Georgia, Michigan, Bama, Cincy. Okay. And so what if Bama loses to Georgia? They're out. Who?
If Oak Bama State, loses to Georgia, State, they're dude? Out. That's where it's going to get tricky because Notre Dame is done. Notre Dame does not have another game. If Oklahoma State beats Baylor, I almost think you have to jump Oklahoma State into that four seed, which I would be fine with because I've been saying it all along.
Yep.
Broken record. I just don't know if they're going to reward Notre Dame with a spot if they don't play a conference championship game. And I think this is where it hurts them.
And that's probably why Kelly left.
probably. They'll still get a big bowl, New Year's bowl, but like a peach or I forget what.
So say bowls. Check out this. So Alabama loses, and then say Baylor beats Oklahoma State. Is Notre Dame in?
Then I think you got to put Notre Dame in. I think Notre Dame then gets in if that's.
And then Kelly's, but will Kelly coach the game or no?
No, I don't think so.
Dude, that's.
Insanity. I don't think he will.
Wow.
Because if you're LSU, you got to say, like, hey, you're starting today. You're starting day one. Start
that's true.
Now.
If we're going to give you this. Yeah, you can't.
It's kind of like when Scott Frost left Central Florida. He didn't play in their big
game. You're right. He didn't coach in that.
Game.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. It's basically when they're done, right? They ghost you for sure.
Yeah, like, you're now employed. You're being paid by LSU starting right now. So I think that's why he's done.
You're right.
But that's a great point because you're saying so if – Bama loses and Okie State loses. Well, actually, if anybody in the top four loses, except for Georgia. We know Georgia's safe.
They're safe.
If 2, 3, or 4 loses and Okie State wins, does Okie State and Notre Dame get in? Does a one-loss Notre Dame jump? How do you do that? Because Cincinnati beat Notre Dame.
Since he still plays too, Notre which Dame? We totally forgot exactly. that they play.
Yeah, I screwed that up. My fault.
I forgot about that too. Yeah.
And I don't think their game's a pushover win. I think Houston can bring it.
Anything can happen. Dude, Alabama almost just lost the 20-point favorite.
Have, damn it. Dude, they I know. And I would have loved it.
That would have shaken everything up. That would have been, yeah.
Here's the one thing. I don't mind if 2, 3, or 4 loses. The one thing I do not want is Bama to beat Georgia. That's what I do not want. I don't want Bama to beat Georgia because I don't want 2 SEC teams.
No.
I want Bama out. I would love Oklahoma State and Notre Dame to both get in, but we're gonna need some help from Iowa. We're gonna need some help from Houston.
That would be Georgia, Cincy, Oak State, and Notre Dame. But that's anything. Yeah,
there's so many scenarios. No, I know. There's so many scenarios that I love talking about them and thinking about them, but we just have to wait and see.
Yeah,
you know, they play the game for a reason.
They do.
We'll see what happens this Saturday. Hopefully, there's a couple upsets.
We'll see after the rankings. Iowa. When we do our next pod, we'll see. I think that's going to be the rankings, though, right? It's going to be Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, Bama, Cincy, right?
Yeah. Cincy, yeah. I think the big question is going to be that 5-6, Yankee State and Notre Dame.
Yep. What else we got to talk about, dude? Tiger?
Your boy Tiger.
Well, it was good interview, but also sad. He said,
"Pour one for Tiger."
Yeah, I know, dude. I'll take. Yeah, cheers to Tiger. He says that he's not going to be playing consistently, like going forward. He's going to pick and choose the spots, which is fine.
Which I totally expected. I'm surprised he didn't do that a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was already. So it's not too sad. He's going to play in all the majors, so that's fine as long as he's in the majors. But I'm just happy that he's back, bro.
He's back.
I mean, not back yet, but he's getting there.
You can't kill him. You cannot kill that guy.
And he almost thought he was 50-50 chance he was going to lose his leg, and now he's
– shit.
Well, okay. Will he win another major before his career is done?
Nope.
You know, they said no? Just like that? No.
Because you know what? About 6 or 7 years ago when he hadn't won one in a long time, I said then that he was not going to win another one, and then he just won –
a year and a half ago.
I was shocked at that. I still don't think he's not gonna win another one. I don't think.
I hope you're wrong, man. Hey Phil,
I hope I'm wrong too, but
you're just I asked you a question, you said no. Yeah, so you're just giving me your opinion.
If you're gonna ask me do I want Tiger the field like it used to be, I'm taking the field every single major at this point.
Oh yeah, I don't blame you. Well yeah, it's good to hear from Tiger the goat and
Tigre.
That's promising news. What else is
Sergio Garcia is like, damn it, I thought I just got rid of him.
Dude, Serge is your boy. Sergio. Oh, can we talk about Brooks killed he killed DeChambeau.
We said this last pod, dude. Honestly, I will pay to listen to Phil and Chuck commentate every single golf tournament. Man. I will pay to listen to that. That is TV gold.
I agree. They golf needs that too. They need some entertainment, bro. Come on,
it does right now. And I love Nance
on Sundays at the Masters, like we said. But dude, we need
Bryson bringing cupcakes. And you see that? Do you think Brooks was seriously pissed off when he got that look on his face when Bryson was handing out the cupcakes and Brooks had the look on his face like?
Look, I just know he doesn't like the guy.
Right? Just fucking hit the ball, you dick. Just hit the ball. That was great.
He does not like the guy, dude. I honestly think
this match was created while they were still drunk from the Ryder Cup. That's when I think this thing all got created. They were drunk and they agreed to it and didn't realize.
I think so too, man. They're like,
we got to do this. Fuck.
And then should we talk about what else? Oh, I guess we got to talk a little NFL. Rams have lost 3 in a row.
They're not in the panic.
What?
Not hitting the panic yet.
Not in the panic yet. Okay. Oh, hey, OBJ scored. Your boy.
He did. And also my boy Deshaun scored in the Raider game too. So I like that little trade off. But about hitting the panic button on the Rams, yeah, I think the Rams are going to be fine. I think they're going to be there. This is just a little speed bump in the road. I think they're going to be fine. They're going to gel. They're going to mesh. You know what's funny? I was listening to you today actually too. I didn't realize this until I started watching some of these games now, or like this game against the Packers this past weekend. I think it makes a big difference without Woods.
Oh, it does.
Woods would clear that middle for Cooper. Dude, I know.
They did kind of bring it up, but like, dude, like he was the captain. Like he was so huge for the team. They're like, oh, OBJ's here now. He'll replace. It's like, dude, you can't replace Woods who's been on the – no.
Exactly. And I saw them, they're throwing a little bit more to Van Jefferson now, and I think he had a couple drops.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, but like we said though, Stafford, there's no excuse this year, bro. So if you're gonna keep playing shitty, you're not on the lines anymore, bro. You're
not. He still, like I said, does not have a good winning record against winning teams. And
I know, but you're not hitting the panic button yet.
Not in the panic button yet. I don't know. I just think Chargers, as Gerald said, it's too wide open.
Yeah, can you say the Chargers are the most frustrating team to watch as far as
I told you they're the most inconsistent team in the NFL right now. I'm selling them. I'm taking their stock and I'm selling their stock. I'm taking the loss. I'm selling their stock right now.
Gosh.
You had a chance. You said this like 2 weeks ago, dude. Chargers and Raiders, you had your chance.
Hey, Raiders got the big
Kansas
win, though.
City
yeah, get up off Kansas the mat. City, I know. And now Kansas City is going to probably win the rest of their games, right?
I think so. But Kansas City has – I think they have another tough one coming up. I know they got, what, Denver this Sunday night?
It's going to be our lock, even though I don't like taking 10 points for –
I don't like it either, but you know what though? When in Rome, bro. When in Rome. For those of for our listeners out there, we're taking the show on the road. We're taking the show on the road. We're packing up the van. We're taking the show on the road.
We'll be live from Planet Hollywood Sportsbook.
Planet Hollywood Sportsbook. let's see who the Chiefs. Let me just double check real quick their upcoming schedule.
Broncos, Raiders, Chargers, Steelers.
Oh, no, maybe not. I mean, they should win out. They're going to be favored in every one of these games, I think.
Dude, they play the Bengals January 2nd? That's a hell of a game.
Yeah. But, I mean, if they win out till then, I think the division's theirs. They could still lose that game, and the division's probably still theirs. They don't see much from the Chargers at this point.
Hey, it's the Chargers and Raiders' fault, man.
It is. And the Chiefs got three straight divisional games right now. They got Raiders, Chargers, and Broncos, not in that order. Sorry, Broncos, Raiders, Chargers. If they win all three of those games, it's over.
Division's then it's done. Over. So I guess Raiders and Chargers still have a chance to beat them, but we'll see.
I don't see it happening. Though. That's the thing.
Anything else we're missing? What do you want to talk about? Oh yeah, because hey, you're the soccer. Oh, by the way, the LA Kings broke their 5-game losing streak. Yeah, there you go. Give it up for them.
There you go. Get out of it. Hey, you just got to slap shot your way out of a slump.
Exactly. Are they going to make the playoffs this year?
Probably not.
They play the Ducks tomorrow. Just beat the Ducks, right? We hate the Ducks.
Yeah, just beat the Ducks. But did you see that one fight the other night? Was it with the
Senators? He's suspended 5 games, right?
For biting?
I just saw that some Kings guy just got suspended for 5 games.
Yeah, because he bit him on the ground.
He did a Tyson?
He did a Luis Suarez. Yeah, he completely bit him on the ground. I didn't see it. I watched the replay so many times. I didn't see the bite, but they're saying that, like, even the guy on the ground, you can see him start yelling. He's like, he bit me.
Oh, damn. Well, they looked it over. They got 5 games.
But piece of shit Marshawn in Boston doesn't get anything for when he, like, licks guy's face. And
oh,
licks
I know.
Ears.
What's his name? Marshawn? Yeah,
Marshawn. Hate that.
Yeah. Guy. All right. Do you want to do quick soccer?
Could do a quick soccer.
Oh, which we didn't talk about. I know. Did we talk about it last pod? That I know it's not until March, but
I don't want to talk about it.
There's a chance that Italy or Portugal.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, you don't know.
I don't want to talk about. Oh, fuck, dude, this is not good. This is not good. We in the period of 4 months, we go from European champions to possibly not even making it into the World Cup right now. And in the past 3 years, you've only lost one game, and that was to Spain a couple of weeks ago. Like, this is not good if we don't make the World Cup this year. And of course, we get drawn with Portugal in the playoff.
That's why one of them's out, right?
One of them is not going to the World Cup. So pick your poison. You know FIFA does not want Italy in it. FIFA would rather have Portugal in it.
Because they want Ronaldo?
Because they want Ronaldo. And there's just FIFA and Italy have never seen eye to eye in the history of FIFA. So it's not good,
man. You might cry if they don't make it.
I'll be sick if they don't make it. two World Cups in a row, especially after you just get crowned Kings
of Europe. That'd be two in a row, and then the Kings of Europe. That doesn't make any sense to me, bro.
And we didn't even lose a game in qualification. We did not lose a game in qualification. We still didn't qualify. That's our problem. We drew too many games.
All right, so Messi won the Soccer Player of the Year. Hey, I'm a Messi. But you know this award more than me. I didn't even know this was like an award thing every year, but I'm a Lewandowski guy.
It's huge.
But congrats to Messi, right? Congrats what was that stat you were saying before we started? How many guys? There's only
here's the thing. So a good buddy of ours on the show, a good buddy of the show, longtime listener is Andrew Reif. He's a diehard Bayern Munich fan. Shout out Andrew Reif, Bayern Munich. I saw him, you know, he's obviously posting some stuff about Lewandowski not winning it this year, or he should have won it. And then I started thinking to myself too. I was like, okay, Messi's been so irrelevant the past year. I don't think he's done anything to deserve this. He's been kind of under the radar, not doing anything really that stood out. And then I actually
you look at the stats
at their side by side stats between Messi and Lewandowski, and like it's like I was actually kind of blown away. I didn't even realize how big of a gap it is between the two when it comes to certain stats. Like I'm looking at it right here. Like Lewandowski has more goals, but literally Messi literally leads in every single other
everything category. Else. And Bundesliga is always a goal fest, right? Not take away from Lewandowski on that, but
I mean this one is insane. Word here, you want to talk about Lewandowski? Like all he's doing is scoring goals, right?
Yeah,
that's his one job. Messi's doing so many other things on the field that I guess puts this in that, perspective.
Yeah,
how many passes completed in the last year? How many accurate passes did they make that were completed to their teammates? Lando, 715, 715. Messi, 2,545.
Jesus, man.
I mean,
so there you go.
You can't really argue with that, you know?
Yeah. And what about assists? Chances. What about assists?
Assists.
Not that it's Lewandowski's game. That's not his game, right?
Messi's got two times more. He's got 16 assists to 8. We want to talk about missed chances. How many missed chances they had? Lando's got 35. Messi's only missed 12 times.
Oh my gosh. Hey, well, why they say Messi's the GOAT, right?
He is, but I mean, I
he's still a Ronaldo guy, right?
Yeah. I'm still a Ronaldo guy. I definitely think there's some up and coming guys that are gonna knock Messi off. I think I could have made a case for Lukaku. I'm not a Lukaku guy at all because he played for Inter and destroyed AC Milan. I could have made a case for Lukaku in this. I could have made a case for Haaland. I could have made a case for a number of different
Haaland,
guys.
Was Haaland? He's probably like top five votes up there, right? He's a beast.
I don't think so. I think he was top 10. I don't know if he was top five. The third place was your boy Benzema.
Oh, you hate him.
Didn't he just get found guilty? He just got found guilty for that whole entire blackmail corruption.
Okay, I don't like where he did all that, but I just like watching him play. But that's why you don't like him, right? He's a douche.
Total douche. But whatever, it's done.
Whatever, Messi.
Everybody knows FIFA is the most corrupt thing in the world.
It is, right? Worse than NCAA?
It's up there with the Olympic Committee, I'm going to go with. I'd probably say worse than NCAA because now we're on a global level. FIFA's on a global. Dude, come on. The past president of FIFA, Sepp Blatter, and the past president of UEFA, Michel Platini, they were just indicted. They were just arrested like a couple months ago for all this fraud stuff they do.
You're right. FIFA's always been shady as fuck.
It's a joke.
Are we missing anything else? But we hit Lakers. We hit Dodgers.
Big show, bro. Big show.
Dude, what a Monday to do the show. Everything broke today. So many things broke.
God, well, I think the only thing we missed was some tennis news, maybe a little cricket news. I can't think of anything else. Well, I mean, any big NASCAR?
Wins? Jokic's brothers were in at the game tonight. They bought, but Jimmy Butler didn't play. Remember that whole thing that went down?
Yeah.
And Denver won.
Just chirping.
Yeah, but nothing happened. But obviously nothing. Whenever you think something's going to happen. And what happened yesterday with LeBron and them? Nothing.
They didn't even acknowledge each other. Nothing.
Yeah.
LeBron hit a big three in front of the bench.
Oh, just that was gave cool. Look. That yeah, was yeah. Then that's it, right?
Yeah.
You know, I was good at that's all. Dude, so much. So Dodgers, we just got to extend Trey, right? Resign Taylor and get a pitcher.
Find a pitcher and then hope that Muncy, send best wishes to Muncy.
Oh, shit. Yeah, exactly. Send and Lakers, Lakers, I'll use the Brink terminology, skate better, right? just do
skate
something
better.
Just do something better, dude.
Soul ball players.
Oh gosh. And then can we, you always get a live updates. What's the score of the Monday night game?
We got Washington football team 17, Seattle Seahawks 9. 2 minutes left to go in the third.
If Seattle loses this, even though you said you like Seattle as a home dog next week,
I'm hoping Seattle
especially if they lose this game. Yeah, because
I like them as a home dog against the Niners. They get up for the Niners.
You sure they won't mail it in after being 3-8? Russell never mails it in, right?
I don't think so. You still want to beat the Niners. You still want to beat your division rivals, I think.
That's true.
You know, all right. With the 12th man in Seattle.
That's true. But yeah, they'll still show up even if they're 0-16.
I think so. Yeah.
All right, bro. Yeah, our guest, special guest Thursday, right? Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. We got pick of the litter, I think. We got a few we got to choose from.
And Gerald, thanks for the first question. It's our first
question. Live Q&A from Gerald.
You know, the only way for us to have the get our responses if he watches the show, because we're not going to text back. No way. He's got to watch the show first.
Exactly. I'll text him and be like, hey, you know what? I'll hit him up.
Just say we answered you, but you got to watch the show.
Put the steak down for a second and listen, right?
Well, actually, I do miss you. We got to go soon.
I know. We got to see him.
Oh, give me boy. You know, we do the pizza review in Portno. What was the steak review at Yard? Or they might cancel us, though, because they're our biggest fans. You're going to say average at best?
I did sit down with Gerald. We had the old ribeye. I got it just how he gets it. Fatty cut. Charred the hell out of, as he calls it. Medium on the inside. Charred the hell out of. As our boy Ange would say, I'm gonna go maybe like a 6.8.
Okay, but he loved it. He loves it.
Oh, it's his go-to.
Did you pretend that you liked it
a lot? Well, I mean, here's the thing: I did not like it.
Oh, okay.
I did not like it.
Compared to other steaks that you had, that oh yeah.
Exactly. I gave him a couple of recommendations on where he should go try, and I think he said he was gonna go to one the day you before told him, Thanksgiving.
Damon's.
I did not tell him that one. I did tell him I'll shout out Arroyo Chop House in Pasadena.
Shit. Okay.
Solid. So I told him check out Arroyo
Chop House. He said he's gonna check it out. He might be wherever he goes, he's gonna be a legend.
Yeah, he saved it in his phone. He said he was going day before Thanksgiving. So we got to get the review from him now on Arroyo Chop House.
There you go. Shout out to Gerald. Yep. All right, man.
Legend. All right, man.
We'll see you guys Thursday.
Later.
All right, later.